The Hawaii Public Housing Authority has agreed to comply with a federal order to improve accessibility standards at the living units it manages, even as its leader is pushing back at the order by saying, quote, nothing positive came out of their complaint. Anita Hofschneider has that story in today's reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What's at issue here? The disability access in public housing? Is that the goal of all this?
Exactly. You know, this started a couple years ago when the Disability Rights Center of Hawaii asked the question of whether the State Public Housing Authority had enough units for disabled people. They thought the answer was no, and so they filed a complaint with HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and now what's happened is that this has been resolved, and HPHA, the Hawaii Public Housing Authority, has agreed to comply with a settlement that essentially will have all of these units upgraded within the next 3 years.
Agreed to comply, not without a certain amount of grumbling.
Exactly. You know, this is essentially an administrative settlement. So this was an investigation by HUD and subsequent negotiations that happened, you know, between HUD, the Hawaii Disability Rights Center, and HPHA. So there's no court case involved. But it's basically a settlement where they've said, you know, we haven't done anything wrong. We disagree with the allegations, but we want to comply in order to save taxpayer money and avoid a long, drawn-out court case.
The difference being, is this a difference between state and federal standards? What's different about these? What's the difference in here?
Well, the executive director of HPHA says that their units are up to code, and the problem is that HUD used the wrong standard to evaluate them. He says that they used American Disabilities Act 2010 codes and that they're allowed to do so. He sent me, actually, a federal law that says they're allowed to do so. But in the when HUD investigators came from California to evaluate the units and survey the units a year or so ago, they found many deficiencies, but were using a different standard for disability accessibility. And so Hakeem Ansafi, who leads the HPHA, says that what happened here was, you know, they're being basically being judged on a different standards from which they're already currently complying. And the upgrades that they're agreeing to do through this settlement are upgrades they were already planning to do. The settlement also requires them to survey their units, and he said that they're already planning to do so. And so his contention is that this complaint filed by the Disability Rights Center actually just served to delay you know, what they're already planning to do.
Well, one of the things that happens in a process like this is the surveys and investigations that you're talking about, those aren't repairs, right? They simply identify the problem, where it is, what the nature of the problem is, but that's not getting anything fixed. I think that's part of the argument here.
So HPHA will have to engage in some surveys in the next 6 months following this agreement that was just signed a week or so ago. And after that, we'll get a much clearer sense of what is the state of Hawaii's public housing stock with regard to accessibility. And then they will be on a very strict plan that HUD will help monitor and regulate. And over the next 3 years, we will actually see some more upgrades to both the common areas as well as individual units. But, you know, as you've noted, HPHA's director maintains that these already were planned and that he's simply agreeing to sign the settlement but was already planning to do so, do these types of improvements with or without the settlement.
Well, I guess bottom line is just hoping the improvements get made. Thanks very much, Anita.
Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Anita Hofschneider. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.